Just what the hell was all of that? I need a moment to think. You were real close to getting in big trouble that last mission. And I'm upset about it. Not because I think you did something wrong, necessarily. You did, but that's not the point. Because I couldn't save you in that moment. That I'd been so powerless to think I could have lost you. I never want to feel that again. The way that my heart sank. The whole situation makes me so angry. But more than the anger at my powerlessness, it was the feeling of how close you were to getting seriously hurt. Kid, I can't. I don't want to ever see you take those risks again. Shh. It's okay now. I know it might not seem like it is, but I'm gonna get stronger. I'm gonna make sure it never happens again. I don't care what it takes. I don't even care when I have to give up to do it. If I'm gonna be something frightful, then that's just what I'll be. Eraserhead isn't all I am. I'm still Shota Azel. And I'm still your man. Everything I've done, sometimes it feels so bland, you know? Like I've just been an autopilot for a while. Not doing enough proactive, you know? That's what I feel like this led to. I was just riding a wave. Complacency. Disgusting. No, honey, it's not like that. I'm just mad at myself right now. Terribly mad at myself. Because I'm sick of how messy everything got. And yet here we are. Lost in the thoughts. And for what? I don't know. I must sound like I'm rambling at this point. Probably am. But even then, I guess that's what I am right now. Rambling man lost in his heart. Thinking about all the what-ifs. It's pointless, right? Might as well get some fresh air. Though it doesn't always feel that way, does it? The air's not always fresh. Sounds like a depressing take, right? No, not like that. Nothing like that. To think you could make me smile right now. Now that's a talent. You know, I thought about it at least 300 times by now. How many different ways I could have done things, scrutinizing every move, every thought. But at the end of the day, I realized it's not really one of those options. Maybe not going there, knowing something I couldn't have known, or doing something I couldn't have done. I don't know. Maybe there was a choice. In all those myriad ones in that mission. Right now, I can't think of it. I can only think of you and how happy I am that you didn't bite the big one there. Hey, kitty cat. You remember that one mission? Yeah, it was a while back, but I forgot that we used to have villains like this. That dangerous. I got complacent. After everything fell apart, I got lost in just maintaining a status quo. I didn't want it to stay that way, you know? I don't want to be stuck in my old ways. Did you know human brains are hardwired to not like change, to never change if they can? You can still train your brain, though. And I think maybe that's what I need right now. I need something different. I want you to experience something different. Because honestly, I've had way too many disappointments in the past few months. My life sometimes feels like it's falling apart when we go from rent to rent, barely making it by. To think that pro heroes would end up this way. All because UA fell, and the symbol of hope alongside it. It makes it tough right now, but I believe it's all worth it, as long as we can avoid that ultimatum that we almost faced. I'm so glad you're safe. So glad that you ended up okay. But that doesn't mean that I won't try harder. Oh, hell nah. I couldn't stay here and just feel myself. For the things that I've done, accomplishments mean nothing. Especially if after everything, you have run-ins that close. That just tells me I got a lot left to learn. And a lot of improving to be done. It's not all bad news, right? At very least, I think it made me appreciate you even more. The thought of losing you. The biggest motivator I could think of. And I'm so glad you're here with me. Don't look at me like that. You know, I'm just doing what I should. Giving you the attention, the love, and the passion you really deserve. I know you haven't gotten enough of lately. Come on. Don't look at me like that. I'm not trying to get you to laze around all day, but a small time spent together might mean hours better for everything. God, you're something special. And I'm so glad that I get to say it. That gorgeous face staring back at me. Maybe it seems like something not that big of a deal, but to me it's everything. To me in this moment, I wouldn't have it any other way, honey. That word gives me the most serotonin I think I can have right now. Just being able to call you that kid again, to know you're my other half. I love the fact that everything you do, you always wear your heart on your sleeve. I know what you're gonna say. You don't. But you're wrong. You may not see it that way. Maybe you can't figure out how I know, but I know. I know what you're feeling. Call it part of my quirk somehow. Well, that's the excuse I'm using right now. Problem with that. Well, putting that aside, I think what makes me the happiest is the feeling after a hard day's work when we finally settle for the night. You know, just like this. I can just hold you. I can squeeze you tight. And I know that tomorrow will be okay. Sure, today shook me up pretty badly. but it didn't kill my intentions. It didn't dishearten me. If anything, it gave me my second wind I needed. And that ability to look at myself and say, you can do better. You aren't at your peak just yet. That's what I like about it. But everything seems to always have that silver lining. Everything but what could have happened today. It was a wake-up call for sure. Like everything came together like puzzles. It feels like something needs to change. And I always said that already. I know I explained it at least partially, but I don't want to bore you with talking your ear off either. Come on, kitty cat. You sore from today? You want a massage or something? Just relax then. It's the least I could do. Express how thankful I am to have you in my life, in my arms, feeling things with you. Special things feel so right. And I don't want to waste even a moment of this free time. The little bit of reprieve we get, that's what makes everything feel right. You really are tense, though. For a simple massage, you really do have a nice body, honey. No, I'm not trying to be some kind of lech. Instead, I just want you to know, not only do you got me by the heartstrings, you got me with attraction, you got me with the whole deal. Every bit of you is precious to me. Everything you are will always mean the world to me. I love you, kitty cat. I love you something fierce. I love you more than my stubborn attitude. I even love you more than I've ever loved anyone. And if you know me, you know how much that means. I don't say words and bullshit. I would never waste a sentiment, because I want my words, just like my touch, just like my expressions, to mean something to you. I know. I get it. The part about not rambling is kind of hard to do. But when it comes to you, I speak it right from the heart. Every last word, every last action, every last thing I do and think of, it's all surrounding you, kid again. You're kind of important. I mean, if you've got me like that, might as well have just a tiny bit of confidence. Just not too much like today. No more overconfidence. I don't want you getting hurt. Never ever, okay? I want you to be safe, happy. And I just want things to work out, okay? And I know what you're thinking. Maybe things get rough going forward. Maybe I've got doubts about myself. But I'll tell you what. I've got time. I've got passion. And you best believe my stubbornness, it's got a good purpose for right now. Fixated on making something happen. Making a change that means something between us. I know the world's a big place. It's filled with dangerous fellas like today. Ones where my quirk can't always save the day. Not alone, anyways. But with that, I'm gonna make a promise today. To spend more time with you, give you more proper massages, and, of course, make every second count. Because you never know how much time you got. Might as well make every moment a memory. Every day, something worth living. Right? Maybe I'm just talking your ear off, but I mean it. I'm not just saying it. I'll never just say that. Because you're my most important person. And every day feels special because I get to live it through with you. And that's enough for me. I don't need someone to quantify my life and tell me what's worth it to me. I've had people try and do that way too many times already. Back when I had to work with those bastards, yeah. Manipulated me. Took everything just to escape that. Think they put a bomb right in my head. Bastards. Now look at us. Compared to then, we're thriving. I don't have to be anyone's tool. I definitely don't have to give up halfway. I refuse to. You can think of it two ways, or you can just read it on the surface. But either way, we'll make that progress that needs to be done to have a happy life together. I don't just want vague things to happen, nor am I too obsessed with saving the world, but if we happen to along the way, then it's better than not, right? Shut up. And that smug expression. You know, sometimes when I wipe it off your face, when I surprise you with something, sometimes I like seeing that moment, that split second, when your expression is changing and you can see I caught you with something. Maybe a look of shock. Maybe something else. But I'll tell you one thing. You can't make an expression that I wouldn't find. Hey, that's not a competition. Not trying to egg you on to do it, but alright. You've proven your point. Maybe just a little bit. I still find it the cutest thing. The way you look at me right now. It makes me want to kiss you so goddamn bad. And even if everything falls apart, I promise I won't let today. Something like this. Something like almost losing you ever happen again. It doesn't matter. You can save me too. Ideally, we save each other, right? And somewhere along the way, everything's fine. But right now we have to face reality, right? Those lacking things outside these four walls. And honestly, I'll face them happily. For as many mistakes as I've made, we've got another chance, honey. That alone is something to be thankful for. That's it. That's what makes me the most happy. That we can push through and find ourselves in an even happier place. You and I. I want to make this life count. Because we probably only have one of them. More than that, I want to see that smile more. Hey, can you believe me? That smile, that's one worth living for. And I know people always want to say worth dying for, but I don't want either of us to talk like that. Might as well not jinx it, right? Hopefully we never have to. I wouldn't leave you alone, I mean. Who could take care of my kitty cat better than me? Not a single damn person. I'd like to see someone try, but they wouldn't get a chance because I'd beat their ass first. Before they could even look at you. Not trying to go on a possessive arc or anything. But let's not get it twisted. I love you, honey. I want you, and I don't want to share. And that's just what kind of man I am. I want you all to myself. I want you so goddamn bad. And anything that you could ever dream of, I want to pull the stars from the sky to get them. Bold words, right? Well, they wouldn't be complete without bold actions. Wow. Look at you. Feeling fresh after that massage. Maybe want some more. Well, far be it from me to say no. I want you to feel it more than anyone else. Loved. Appreciated. Cared for. Maybe even a little spoiled, but don't push it. Just relax already. Still full of energy, despite today. Not bad. I love you, kitty cat. I love you so much. Oh, you're so special. with that. Everything about you changed my life for the better. And I want more of you. Right now, tomorrow, next year, 10 years from now, 100 years from now, I'd take it all just to have a good life with you. Hey, tell me to relax. And you go a little crazy, huh? Some massage it's turned out to be, huh? Not that I'm complaining. Hell no. Could never complain about this. Love you. I love you so much. You always were good at making a mess. Seems like it wasn't that big of a mess yet. Though I kinda wanna change that. What about you? I like that. I like that a lot. You thinking what I'm thinking? That's what I thought. God, you're really sexy when you look at me like that. It just makes me want to do so many things, so much all at once. You can't blame me for that one. Your body's smoking out to me. In fact, I would say, no one makes me this hot, this hard, or feel this good, this complete, but you, baby, don't. So, kitty cat, what might be going through that pretty little mind with your hands touching your clit? So, kitty cat, do I get a hint, or you gonna make me do the guessing? I'm not complaining, just you're making me want it right now. So badly. Oh, come on. Show me what you got there. Oh, is that a taunt? Looking at me with those bedroom eyes. Or that bedroom body, for that matter. I want to keep you locked away in here. Protected from the world. And just fuck you every day. Make love to you every moment. God, you're so hot. Oh, you're so amazing. Don't stop with those wandering hands. You can feel it, can't you? I did sneak my scarf in. I couldn't help myself. I wanted to tie you, wrap you in my embrace. Maybe shut up that smart little mouth of yours by shoving my tongue down it. Mm-hmm. You make some cute noises when you're that aroused. You like that kitty cat? I play with that clit for you. Yes, you do. What a good kitty cat. This is how it's supposed to be. This is how you make love, not just fuck. That's it. You've into that feeling. Don't you dare hold back, no. I want you so bad, baby. And all this foreplay, it's not enough. I want more of you. I want more of my cute little kitty cat wrapped around me, gasping for air, letting that sweet voice go out everywhere, spill all over the room, make it a million times more sexy. Is that enough warm up for you? Oh, it seems like I'm not the only one impatient, huh? Can't be complaining, not me. But you might want to bite that pillow now. Or you might scream my name on accident. Or maybe on purpose. That's it, baby. That's it. You feel that? That's all you're doing. Every last bit of it. Oh. You feel me? Yeah, of course you do. Oh. That of my cock spreading you like that. There's something romantic and satisfying about fucking in your own bed, isn't it? A bed we always share our little love nest. All the better to make even sweeter, more virile in love with you. Just like don't stop. Don't stop. Not so fast, honey. I wanna appreciate the view. Look at us connected like this. Yeah. We're like one, honey. We're one. Like I said, I want to savor it. Not too slow, not too fast. There's something to be said about taking it so painstakingly slow, isn't there? And you can savor that full feeling longer. Do you feel stuffed, baby? You're so fucking stuffed with my cock. Yeah, and you're so fucking tight. You feel so fucking good wrapped around me. God damn. Sense all over you now, yeah. You smell like sex and fuck. You're sexy as hell for it. God damn. That's it. That's it. That's my kick. Nice and stuffed, just how I like you. I love you so much. All yours, no matter.